he could manage. As an Op4 trainer, he was technically in a position of authority, though in practice he was just another rankless grunt in the desert. "You're certainly not allowed to ask us for food, and racial slurs aren't appropriate, even if they don't technically apply." "What?" The Marine seemed confused. "You called us ragheads," Alex explained. "We're not real Arabs, but even if we were, fuck you," the sergeant cursed, his face contorting into a grimace. "Couldn't hack it in the real world, so you washed up here and you think you're big shit? We risk our asses overseas and you sit here in fucking California and shoot blanks all day." There were chuckles from the other Marines, some of them with a nervous undertone. They were anticipating trouble, and that wasn't good. "We go where we're sent, Sergeant," Alex said, "just like you. No need to get personal." The man was probably sore about his unit losing an engagement. Op4 spent more time in the field than any other unit of the military that wasn't deployed overseas, and unlike deployed units, the opposing force was never idle. There was a standing joke in Fort Irwin that if the military wanted Blue Force to have a real chance at winning, they needed to give Op4 more vacation time. "You're nothing like us," the sergeant said. "Alex did a tour in Afghanistan," Haig said. Alex looked at him and shook his head. There was no point in engaging these men in an argument. They were tired, demoralized, and just looking to vent.